So let's review. Our daf begins Perek HaMevushal. The Mishnah begins with a machlekes. Zok the Mishnah, hanoy de min hayerek mutar bidluin. If a person makes a neder from greens, such as lettuce and cabbage, the Tana Kama, which the Gemara later identifies as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, holds that he is mutar in gourds as well as vegetables such as tomatoes and cucumbers. Rabbi Kiva Iser, and Rabbi Kiva holds that he is usher in gourds and the like. The Gemara modifies the Mishnah and explains, and as the Ran summarizes, Hanoidam in Hayerek, if a person made a neder from Yerek, everybody agrees that he is usher only in Yerek, which refers to greens, but he's mutar bedluin because to lo have a Yerek ela pri adama. Dluin is not Yerek, it is the fruit of the ground. If he said Yerek kedir olai, he meant to add Yerek hanechel bekedera, which refers to peres ha'adama ha'boyim lahakshra michael kishumim ubitzalim. He's usher in vegetables that enhance the flavor of the dish, but is still mutar bedluin. The machlekes is in the case where he said Yerek hamizbashel bekedera olai. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says mutar bedluin v'Rabbi Kiva Iser, because with the additional words hamizbashel bekedera, he meant to include dluin, and the Mishnah proceeds to explain the machlekes. Amar loy Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Kiva, "V'aloi oimer adam l'shluchi kach li yerek v'hu oimer loy metzasi el dluin." When a person sends his shliach to buy yerek from, and if the shliach does not find greens, he returns and reports that he only found dluin. This indicates that yerek does not include dluin. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, "Kol milsa ditzarech shliach l'mluchi alo lav minehu." If a shliach needs to consult about purchasing this other item, it shows that is not included in the category the sender had in mind. However, as the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Kiva responded, Amalahem kein hadavar, oy shema oimer hu leimatzasi ela kitnis, ela shadluin b'chal yerek v'kitnis eina b'chal yerek. That's exactly the point. We see that when a shliach is sent to buy yerek and he doesn't find any, he will report finding dluin, but will not report finding kitnis. That shows that dluin are included in yerek and kitnis are not included in yerek. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kol milsa ditzarech shliach l'amluchi alo minehu. If a shliach consults about purchasing another item, it shows that it is included in the category the sender had in mind. The Gemara concludes, Maidir Rabbi Kiva le'inam malkus she'enu loike. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, if he was over and ate dluin, he would not get malkus. The Ran explains, The kivin de dluin loy mishtamoi behedye ela miribuye de lishna avagav de mimlech shliach aleha. Rabbi Kiva forbids dluin based on a combination of his added words of yerek hamispashal begedera and because memloch shlich alal. Therefore, we assume that he meant to include dluin. However, this assumption is not considered a vadai but merely a safik. Therefore, it is aser but ain't a loike. The Gemara proceeds with a related teaching. Tanya, we learned in the brisa, hanoidim in habaser, if a person makes a neder from meat, there is a machlekes. The Tana Kama, which is Rabbi Kiva, holds Asr b'chol minei basar, v'asr b'reish, or b'glayim, or b'kono, or b'kaved, or b'leiv, or b'ayfis. U'mutr b'basar dogim mechagavim. He's asr from all types of meat, whether from behemoths or from chayis, and he's also asr to eat the head, feet, trachea, liver, and heart of these animals, and he's also asr to eat fowl. But he's mutr to eat fish and grasshoppers. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, Mutter bereish, berglaim, ubakano, ubakovet, ubalev of oifis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, he's mutter to eat the various parts of these animals, and he's also mutter to eat fowl, fish, and grasshoppers. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama of this Mishnah is of the opinion that of Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, who holds, kol milsa de mimlach shlicha Allah minehu. Therefore, reish, berglaim, ubakano, ubakovet, ubalev of oifis are included in the nether. The Gemara explains that even though a shliach will also consult about fish, nevertheless, it's not included in the neder because it's referring to a case where fish is harmful to the sender and he did not mean to forbid it since he's not going to eat it anyway. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel of this Mishnah is the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah who holds, Kol milsa ditzarech shliach alam lucha lo lav minehu. Therefore, roish, v'raglayim, v'kona, v'kovet, v'lei, v'ayfis are not included in the neder. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a Mishnah regarding Me'ilah. If a person instructed his shliach to serve his guest food, and he did not know it was hektish, it depends. Hashliach she'asa shlichusa, bala bayis mo'al. If the shliach fulfilled this request, the bala bayis was mo'al. If the shliach served a different food that was hekdesh, the shliach was mayel. The Mishnah proceeds to present an example. Amar loy, 10 basar la'orchim b'noslem kovid, 10 kovid b'noslem basar hashliach mal. If he instructed the shliach to serve meat, and the shliach served liver or vice versa, the shliach was mayel. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah can fit with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Even though Rabbi Kiva holds kal milsa de mimlech shliach ala minehu, and as the Ran explains, kovid mechlal basar b'loy ribuya, as opposed to diluyin, which are only included in Yerek if he said Yerek mespashal b'kedera, and that's why even then it's only a suffik, and he does not get malchus if he violates his nether. However, liver is included in meat, and meat is included in liver without the adding of any words. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, it may seem that we should not say that the shliach was moil. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Milei moid Rabbi Kiva de tzarech imluchei, even though they are included, the shliach is still expected to consult with the sender, and therefore, if he did not, he is considered la'asa shlichusai, shliach mal.